You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are still playing very well, and now we're in the stretch run, and it looks like September could be a good one for them. So let's talk about that with Ken Gernick. I'm Allison Footer. Ken, I think everyone was really anticipating the recent series they had over the weekend with the Cubs. Not that it's going to tell, like, you know, how they're going to do in the playoffs or what would happen if these two teams met, but just sort of tested the mettle of the Dodgers to play the best team in the National League, the best team in baseball. Taking 2 of 3, I mean, that had to have given the team, I would think, a serious mental lift to see how they performed against them.
Yeah, they were pretty pumped about it. And I think one thing that that it really showed, and specifically in Sunday's game, when the Cubs basically gave them the game, is that's something the Dodgers haven't done this year the way the Cubs did. The Dodgers don't beat themselves. They play very solid defense. It's not flashy, but it's solid. They don't make many errors. They don't make dumb plays. And the Cubs did both of those Sunday, and it cost them a 1-0 game. And as the Dodgers have seen in the postseason, that can determine a postseason. And this Dodger team seems to be better at not hurting themselves than any team I've seen in quite a few years. So they have that going for them. You know, we've talked so much about their injuries, you know, and their offense has been hot in the second half. It's kind of cooled off in the last week. But the one thing that's been constant for them all year is they're just very solid, fundamentally solid. And that can go a long ways. You know, it's doesn't get many headlines, but it does help win games.
Yeah, I was noticing Brock Stewart's performance. I was just kind of reading up on everything that happened over the weekend. I know he's been sent out again because they activated Maeda, but that was his third major league start. He's pitching against the Cubs. He pitches 5 innings. He strikes out 8. I mean, he started the season, correct me if I'm wrong, in Class A. So, you know, we talk about the injuries and, who's going to pitch on this day, and we all kind of make fun of them a little bit. But there is depth there in other areas besides the position players, correct?
Right. And this year, unlike last year, when they kind of took a lot of retreads and kept trying to patch the starting rotation with retreads, this year they've done it with three rookies, Stripling, Farias, and Brock Stewart. And, you know, they've struggled at times like you would expect rookies to do, but they've also won big games. As Urias did over the weekend. And, you know, Stewart gave them 5 scoreless innings and kind of went toe-to-toe with John Lester, and you can't expect any more than that. So they've, you know, they do have some depth. They're young, and they need experience, and they're not probably what you would want to turn over a postseason to. You know, the Dodgers still need their real rotation back. But this one has done better than just keep them afloat. You know, it's helped them get the first place.
Absolutely. The big news since the last time we talked was the trade of A.J. Ellis to the Phillies for Carlos Ruiz. I think that took everybody completely off guard. Number one, because it was past the non-waiver trade deadline. And number two, just the what A.J. Ellis had meant to the Dodgers roster, all the players, the organization, and certainly his relationship with Clayton Kershaw, which we have heard about a lot over time. Offensively, it makes sense for Carlos Ruiz to come in. How is the team settling in with Ruiz, with the pitching staff? I know it was a rough first game for him, but have things settled a little bit since then?
Well, we haven't seen him on the field yet, so it's hard to tell. But he did have a bad first game, and it really wasn't his fault. He got thrown into a situation where he wasn't in the best position to succeed, let's say, because he had never caught any of these guys. And when it came time to catch Kenley Jansen, he didn't do it very well. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how fast he can make that adjustment. And, you know, I think, you know, setting aside the emotions of the trade, I think, you know, the one thing that's puzzling most to me is the timing of it. You know, in a pennant race, you know, to take a catcher who knows everything about your pitching staff and trade him for a catcher who knows nothing about your pitching staff, I guess it's not really a surprise that he would then, you know, blow a game because he couldn't catch them, you know. And so the timing of it was very peculiar. You know, it often takes a catcher a whole spring training to get acclimated to a pitcher. People don't put much emphasis. It doesn't show up much in statistics, you know, what it means to be familiar and know how those pitches move. And poor Ruiz had no clue, and it looked like it, unfortunately. So he's been catching bullpens and trying to do a crash course and make up for it, and it'll be real interesting to see how he handles it in-game pressure, hopefully better than the first time.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it? Just that isn't he a free agent after the season, too? This is like a trade of two catchers who are – there's no contractual obligations beyond this season. It seems a little strange that they would even do this, like think that it was even necessary given they're not long-term plan guys.
Well, Dodger management doesn't go by accepted procedure and, you know, the way general public considers the way a baseball team should be run. They do a lot of things out of the box. You know, they take a great pride in that. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, who's to say that this won't work? You know, Ruiz could win, you know, games with his bat, you know, and maybe even with his glove. But, you know, it's one game is a tough sample to take. So, you know, before we judge it, you know, we got to let the season play out. But it sure was a surprise to just about everybody, and the clubhouse wasn't too pleased with it either. So you know, we'll see what kind of effect that has.
Yeah, winning has the same effect on everyone, and that's that all these little things kind of get blown over, and nobody really talks about it a whole lot once you creep toward October. So. Yeah, looks like the Dodgers are in a good place. Okay, Ken, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.